Okay. Today is Daf Lamed of Masechta Zbava Metzia. Very fascinating daf. Let's get started. Here we go. But we're on the third line from the fourth line from the bottom. So we had said some advice from Rabbi Yochanan. So I have another three lines of advice from Rabbi Yochanan. Vam Rabbi Yochanan. Listen to this. If somebody's father leaves you a Yerusha, you get a Yerusha. Viratzala Abdan, and you want to destroy it, and you want to get rid of your money, you want to lose it all, right? Yilbash Bigde Pishtan, wear clothing made out of Pishtan, it's very expensive, and we're going to see in a minute, it's very expensive. Vishtamesh Bekliz Achuchis, use glass utensils, because they're always going to break, and you always have to keep buying it. It's a great way to lose your money. And the third one, Vietzkar Polim, hire workers, Valyeshiv Mohem, and don't watch what they're doing. So they're going to sit around and do nothing. So you're just wasting your money. Those are the three ways that you want to lose your money. So ask the Ben Yehoyada, why do you have to go through that? Why do you have to go down that road? Why do you have to say it like that? Just say, if anybody wants to lose money, here's a good way to lose your money. Why do you have to say you inherited it from your father and you want to... Why do you have to say all that? Just a good advice. You want to blow your money away? Right? You want to whittle it away? You want to fritter it away? Here's how you can fritter your money away. No, you have to get the money from your father. So I'm not sure I didn't say the first one. He said that sometimes there's a gzeira that you're going to have money that you're going to lose. Right? Sometimes Hashem runs the world, and sometimes there's going to be a gzeira that certain money that you have is going to get lost. And you see that coming. I don't know how you see it coming. He said there are simanim that you see that coming. And since there's a gzeira now on you, if you were to combine, let's say this, the money that Hashem was goes there with all the rest of your money, you lose the rest of your money as well. It's also going to happen. Right? When there's a gzeira on you, no matter what you do, it never turns out right. Right? So he's saying, when that gzeira comes, you're going to lose your money. Says Rabbi Yochanan, here's a fast way to lose it. Don't combine your other money. Just do this stuff. It'll be gone very fast, and then you can go on with your life. That's the first shot. Second shot is, also a stinking shot, your father knows, right, that these sons are a Rishayim. But he doesn't want to give the money somewhere else. Because they would never, he's not going to give a matana to the charity, the sons of the Rishayim. So he gives it to them. But he, almost like a wish. I wish they would engage in these activities, they'll all be gone. Because they don't really deserve the money. Okay, those are the two pshatim. Don't have better than that. Now, kli pishtan. When it says that you should wear kli pishtan, what are we talking about? Bekisna rumitha. With the Roman pishtan. Why? Because it's very expensive and it's very, very, it gets worn out very fast. You buy that expensive stuff, no time at all, it's all gone. That means, white glass. And Tosa says that they made a gzera after the Churban Abayis, no more white glass because it's so expensive, it's such a luxury when we're in Galus. Tosa says, no, they make a gzera completely, not to have indulgence. Okay. And the last one, V'yizkar Paul Evaluation, if you him, hire workers, know what they're doing. Tirgum, you know what that means? Biture denafish pisidaihu. It means in the fields. You're going to hire guys to take care of the oxen. If nobody watches that, it's going to go. They're not going to produce. And it's just good. It's a very excellent way to lose all your money. Okay. Next. Shutcha l'tzarcha avalo l'chvodo. You're allowed to spread out the shirt or any garment for the needs of the garment, but not for your own. Right, not for your own glory, but you have in company, so you'll put on that expensive suit that you found. Everybody, ooh, look at this guy. Right? Now I'll do that. But if the suit needs airing out, of course you can. Says the Gemara, Ibailahu, Lutzarko u Lutzarko mai. What about if it's both? What if it's both? Happens here, this is the time where the suit needs airing out. So why can't I wear it to shul? Anyway, it has to be aired out. So people will see I'm wearing it, so why not? Can I do that? As a matter of fact, says Tosfos, we say that by the Sefer Torah. We say it by the Sefer Torah, we say that. Right? When you're rolling it, while you're rolling it, you can let it learn it. The difference is that by the Sefer Torah, there are set times when a Torah had to be rolled. We said once a month, once a year. It was set times. But the clothing, there's no set time. There's no hard and fast rule when. We said, b'derech klal. Whenever, it's not really the same. Right? That a concept exists. The concept exists, but not really, you know? And the Ron said something that we said yesterday was not true. The Ran says, you know why Sefer Torah is different? Because people don't mind that you're doing a mitzvah with their stuff. But didn't we say yesterday that nobody lets you learn Sfarim? Because if it's there, they're going to rip it? Right? Didn't we say that? So what's the answer? The answer has to be that, well, the Shavas Aveda. Right? The Shavas Aveda. So, anyway, that you're rolling it because you have to air it out. You don't want it to get moldy. So while you're airing it out, the guy doesn't mind that you learn from it. It's a bit of a stretch, but it's the Ran says. Right, we said yesterday, no one lets you learn other people's farm. Tefillin, you can take someone's tefillin. The Ramah says, you can take someone's tefillin. A talis, you can also take. No problem. A chumash, you can't take. Right? Because people don't want, because this guy's going to rip. And then we had Reb Chaim said, doesn't apply with manazeh, the Sfarim, because they're printed and they're cheap. Only as a big chiddush. It was in the purple book, purple safer. And the top shelf, the purple. Reb Chaim said, doesn't apply with manazeh. To the right, people leave all the Sfarim in shul. They were so valuable, they would take them home. So manazeh doesn't apply. It's a big chiddush, but that's what he said. Okay, so anyway, so what's the story about if it's for both uses at once? Then can you do it? So Tashma, try to bring it right from our Mishnah. It says, Shatcha l'tarcha l'tarcha, if it's for, if you're spreading it out for both, in. That's okay. Ha, that's not our Mishnah, I'm sorry. Ha l'tarcha, 1 minute. I'm sorry. Tashma, Shatcha l'tarcha, you're spreading it out for the needs of the shirt. It needs to be spread out, it needs to be aired out. So l'tarcha in. So that's good. You're allowed to do ha l'tarcha u'l'tarcha lo. But if it's for both uses, you're not allowed to do that. So if the airing that happens to be at the same time when you want to wear it to shul to show off, you're not allowed to do that. Aim a sefer. Look at the sefer. But the sefer says avolo l'chvodo. You can't wear it just for your honor, just to look good. That you can't do. L'chvodo hu d'lo ha l'tarcha u'l'tarcha shaper dami. But for both uses, might be very good. Says the gemara elamehal lekel amashrim yinei. From here we can't bring a raya either way. No raya either way, because the diyuk can go both ways. Tashma, how about this one? Lo yish tchenu, you're not allowed to spread it out. Lo al gabi mita, v'lo al gabi, I'm not on a bed, v'lo al gabi mogud, not on a peg. L'tarko, for your own needs. Aval yish tchenu al gabi mita, but you can spread it out on a bed, v'al gabi mogud, or on a mogud, l'tarko, for its own needs. Nizdam nulo orchim, what if guests show up? Lo yish tchenu, you can't spread it out. Lo al gabi mita, v'lo al gabi mogud, bein l'tarko. Then if guests are coming, you can't, not even to wear it, even to spread it out. What, they're going to look, ooh, he has that kind of suit, wow, psh. He has that shirt, wow, what a fancy guy. So all you're doing is spreading it out. After all, it needs to be spread out. It needs to be aired out. Yeah, but not when the guests are coming. Right? Especially in the mita and the mogud where it's all view. So what do you see? You can't do that. So the Gemara, no, the Shani Hassan, there it's different. The makli kalila, because it ruins it. It ruins the item by doing that. How does it ruin the item? Imishum ina, either because of an ayin hara, imishum gandhi, or maybe someone will walk away with it. But of course, when the Rambam quotes it's halach, he leaves out the ayin, he leaves that out. He just quotes because of ganva. Rashi says, Mr. Rashi, shetishl ba ayin hara, ayin ra shel archim, right? The archim have an ayin hara, right? So that's why you can't do that. Not necessarily because mi'ikar din, maybe you could. Maybe you could do both. Wear it or display it at the same time. Both uses could be mutter. Here it's different because of ayin hara. Maybe you're scared for them to walk away with it. Not maybe wearing it, no, that those issues don't apply. Maybe you could. No, you don't have to hide. Only when people are coming. I don't know. I'm not an expert in ayin hara. I don't know when we apply that and when we don't apply. I don't know. I don't think you have there's a chiyuv like that. Right? There is a chiyuv, not a chiyuv, there is an inyan, there is an idea of not being ostentatious. I don't know if that's because of ayin hara, or that's just to be a modest person. I don't know. I don't know the parameters of ayin hara. That's a good shavuos night shir. Tashma, try again. Listen to this. The halacha, that an egla rufa is not allowed to be worked on, or otherwise, if an egla rufa ever did any work, then it can't be an egla rufa. Okay? What if, Tashma, listen to this, we're going to try to bring a raya from egla rufa and paraduma to the din of an aveda that you're using for two uses. Why? Tashma, hechnisa l'rivka, if you put the egel into the what's that word? It's where all the oxen, what? The harness, right. All the oxen are together in the harness, and you shove the baby into the harness as well. Why? Not because it's going to do work, it's a baby. Because it's going to nurse while the mother's working. And Vidasha happens to be that while it's there, it's threshing. It's in the harness. You know what? Kshera. That's still kosher. That's still kosher. And we're going to say, because you didn't care. You didn't do it for that reason. The incidental threshing that the Egla Ruf is doing doesn't potter it from being an Egla. It's still good. It's still kosher. But, b'shvil shetinok v'tidosh, if you did it on purpose, that the child should, the baby should thresh, then psula. That's puzzle. The hahacha, and over here, the letzarcho ulutzarchohu, it's for both uses. You want the baby to nurse, and you also want it to work. And what do you see? The katani psula. You see, it's puzzle. So what do you see? That a double use for you and for it is puzzle. It's puzzle by Egla Rufa. Why shouldn't it be puzzle by Hashavas Aveda? Even though that's from left field, but like, why not? See, the idea is the same. Says the Gemara, Shiny Hassan, there it's different. You know, why is it different? The Amakra, because the Torah said, Asher lo ubad ba. It can't do any work. Mikal makom. Can't do any work. Nothing to do with your intentions. It can't do any work. So then, im ihachi afilu reishan nami. Then why is the reishan mutter? Why is the reishan mutter? So how come if you did it just for the nursing and happens to thresh incidentally, it's still mutter? Why? It did work. So the Gemara says, no. Halo damya el alaha. That's going to be the same din as what we're going to mention right now about a paraduma. Titnan. Shachin aleha of. Let's say the paraduma is standing out in the field, not doing any work, it's not allowed to, and a bird rests on the back of the paraduma. Now, technically, that's already work. But you know what? Kshira. It's still kosher to be a paraduma. Allah aleha zachar. If a male mounted the paraduma, then psula. That's puzzle. That's puzzle. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference? My time, what's the difference? Kid Rav Papa. Dhamma Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Iksiv Uvad, had the Pasuk written Uvad, the Korean Ovad, and we read it Ovade, half a minute I would have thought, Afilu Mamela. That even if things happen by itself, even if a bird falls on the back of the animal, even thing like that would make it puzzle. Why? Any work. Even if it's incidental, even if it happens on its own, even if it's without the owner's knowledge, because of Avad, if it would have said Avad. The Karin and Avad, and would read it like that, have, I mean, I would have thought, Ad Avad Ba Ihu, until the master does it himself. The master causes work to be done. He takes a harness, he sticks it on the paraduma, and he gives it a slap, he says, go to work. But, Hashta, the cuts of Avad, the Karin and Ubad, now that's how it is, right? It says there's no Vav in that word, but we read it as if it does. What does that mean? Be'inan Uvad Dumya de Avad. It has to be one like the other. Ma avad nichale. In other words, you have to want it. Af ubad nichale. So too, by the ubad, has to be you want it. When a bird falls on the paradu, you couldn't care less. You don't want that. When you stick in the baby just because you want it to nurse, you don't care. You're not interested in the work. It's a baby. You want it to nurse. You want to save time. It's going to nurse while the mother's work. If that's what you're doing, that's not intentional. That's not what the Ratzon of the Baal. That won't be good. Well, the Kasha is, if that's all true, does the guy really want to lose his Para Aduma by having it get mounted by a male? So what? The Vlados are going to outweigh the price of a Para Aduma? It's in the abstract, exactly. But Lamaisa, we know how much a Para Aduma is worth. What they offered the guy for the Para Aduma. So he's willing to say, I'm okay with this act, even though it's going to pass on the paraduma. Right? Because now it had relations. It got mounted by a male to act. I'm happy with that, because now it's going to have children. And that's not realistic. That's not even a fair equation. No, but what? No, but most, in the abstract, you are happy, you are excited that your animals have an offspring. That's a good thing for a farmer. If a bird rests on the... You couldn't care less. That's irrelevant to you. I think he might have. But even if he didn't, he's happy it happened. Right? Now, is he happy it happened to this para? Absolutely not. Right? Absolutely not. You get a paraduma in your flock, that's a lottery ticket. Right? Shem gave you a lottery ticket. A winning one.
So why are you taking a general case? We have a specific case over here.
Because in the abstract, that would be the rule. Abstract, that would be the rule. Right? In this particular case, it happens to be not true. In the abstract, you'd be very happy. Vlados is generally considered a blessing. So you're happy that happened. No. No, it's no good. I think it's no good. It's no good.
Now,
It's a question. Even though the pasuk says all, which means a yoke, which means a work. Now the Gemara and the Chazal interpret that even if it got pregnant, it's not work, right? But it's been touched. It's been it's a different kind of work, right? A bird falling on the back. I don't even know what kind of work is that. Oh, but it's a havamir. That would be ready, right? Puzzle. Okay, next. Kli kazev kli nechoshes meshtamish bem. Tana rabbanon hamotzi kli eitz. If someone finds a wood kli, then meshtamish bem. You're allowed to use the wood kli. You know why? Bishvil shlo yirkavu. Because otherwise, if the wood kli would sit by itself and not be, it would rot away. So using the kli is benefiting the kli. Not because you now I don't have to go buy dishes. No, it's benefiting the kli. And all these, everything we're going to read right now is the same idea. Kli nechoshes. Copper, mishtamish, we should use them. The chamin, with hot water. But don't put the copper ones on the fire. Mipnei shamash chikon, because it rubs it out. It takes away some of the some pots you can't put on the fire. They're too thin, and it'll ruin it. This is such a pot. But to give a glass of milk, that you could do. Cold, you could do. Kli katzef, if it's silver, mishtamish ben betzonet. Again, you can use it with cold. Avalo b'cham, but not with hot. Bibnei shamashchirin, because it blackens the silver. Silver's not silver's very thin. Can't use that. Can't put silver on the fire. Magrifos, shovels, v'kardumos, and hatchets, mishtamish behen. You can use them. Birach, with soft. You can cut soft things, right? Butter. Avalo b'kasha, but not with hard things. Why? Bibnei shamafchisan, because you are going to blunt them. You're going to blunt them and dull them. Don't use hard things. But that's the normal use. Yeah, but it's not yours. You don't own it. Klizav or klizachuchis. What about gold or glass? Like we said this already. Lo yigah behenet shiav v'aliyahu. You can't touch that. Why? Because the very glass was skin you're going to break. And gold, you don't have to touch. Gold is so valuable, nothing happens to it, even if it sits around for 200 years. Right? Therefore, leave it alone. Kederach she'amru ba'aveda. Just like we said the halacha by Aveda, kach amru pipikadon. So too, we said the same thing by pipikadon. So think about pipikadon, my avidite. Why could you use a pipikadon? How do you have the right to use a pipikadon? I ask you to watch my bowl. You can't use it. So think about no. You're right. Normally you can't. Amrav ada barachama, amrav sheishes, pipikadon shahochol ba'aleh in l'medina sayam. We're talking about the guy went away. The guy went overseas. So you're using the kli just to keep it that doesn't get ruined. Doesn't get rot away, doesn't get moldy, whatever. So then the same halachas would apply. Yeah, it's not Aveda. But he's in China. He's not coming back for 6 months. So if you let that bowl, if you watch that bowl and don't touch it for 6 months, it's going to get ruined. So you can use it to keep it fresh, to keep the bowl in good condition. That's all. No, you might have the status of a shomer. You're a shomer. Oh, you're a shomer. Right. You're using it only for... Right. Oh, we had that a little yesterday. So what do you become? What do you become? Do you turn into a shoel? Are you chayav for the onsen? Right, by the money? We had that already. Right. Okay. Here's the meat of today's daf. Matzah sak o kup of a chol davar she'ein darko likol hareze lo yitol. You, if it's something, which we said this on when we said the Mishnah, if it's something that's beneath your dignity, if it's something that's beneath you to recover, you don't have to recover it. Menahani mili, how do you know? Detana rabbanan, because it says in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, v'his halamta. It says in the Pasuk, and you're going to turn away? Don't turn away! Don't turn away. Why did the Torah say it like that? Why didn't the Torah just say, if you see a lost item, don't turn away? Right? Why did the Torah say, and you're going to turn away, don't do that? The answer is, because pa'amim sh'atam is alim. Sometimes you're allowed to turn away. U'pa'amim sh'i'atam is alim. And sometimes you're not allowed to turn away. Sometimes you're not allowed to turn away. What's the difference? Ha'kei said, what's going on? Ha'yakoein, if you're a kohen, let's say you're a kohen. V'hubah beis ha'kvaros. And the item is in a cemetery, right? Or we're going to reject that. The Kohen doesn't go into the cemetery for a different reason. Not because of this pasuk of his halanta. Other reasons why a Kohen doesn't go in. Or shahayezakon. You're an elderly person. You're a statesman. You're a talmid chacham. You're a gadol. You're a chash of a person. And it's beneath your dignity, right? It's beneath your dignity to go get it. Why? Because it's in a very, like we gave the example, right? It's down in the sewer. So Moshe Feinstein is going to get down on his hands and knees, pick up the sewer cover, and stick a string with a chewing gum to retrieve your item. He's not doing that. Right? That's Ein Lefi Kvodo. Right? Or Shaisa Malacha Shalom Rubu Shal Chaveiro. Or the amount of effort and money and time it would take to get the item is worth more than the item. Then, L'kach nemar v'hisalamta mehem. That's why the Torah says v'hisalamta. That's why the Torah says you do not have to go out of your way to do it. Okay? L'may itzruch. Now, just stop here for 1 minute. You know that we had this gemara in, right? So it's ena l'fi kvodo. You don't have to retrieve the item, right? However, the gemara says in brachas, what if Moshe finds he's walking down the street, and you notice that he's wearing shatnas? He's wearing shatnas. What do? You take it off him. He walks in the street in his underpants. Aye, there's not going to be anything kvodo. Right, so what did the Gemara there in Bracha say? What did the Gemara in Bracha say? That too bad. Too bad. So why is, right, he walks around in his underpants. Why? It's a mitzvah. I don't know where shatnas is. Aye, it's anything kvodo. So the Gemara had a line. The line was, I don't have the line here. But ain kavod, ain something connected Hashem. And no kind of issue of kavod when it has to do with the mitzvah. What kind of kavod is that? I don't walk around, I don't walk in a zero. Right, we had this whole shaila, what if it's a woman? Right? We said, what if it was a woman? What if it's a shot of drabana and the whole story? Right? But the ikar doesn't change. You take the clothes off. You walk without clothing in the street. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. So what's the difference between shatnez and a shavas aveda? What do you mean? Shatnez is a losatzei. Lo sucha lezali. I'm going to pass it by. Get that on your knees and get yourself dirty. Go get that item. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. No one said that. What do you mean he's wearing an isser? Every second. Yeah. So what? So what? If the covet, why does covet, what does covet care about that? Because it's one step removed.
Every second you're not retrieving that item, you're over the line. Yeah. Every second you're wearing those shots, you're over the line.
We're going to have a concept that if you wouldn't pick it up for yourself,
right,
you don't have to pick it up for someone else. I wouldn't lower myself to get my. If that was my item, that I wouldn't do that. I'm not climbing up that tree like a fool. I wouldn't do that. So if I wouldn't do that for myself, I don't have to do it for someone else. There is such a concept. We're going to have that number base, right? So I'm not sure I understand this, but it's the Ralbag in Chumash. Ubir hatam hachilik ben mitzvah l'toeles mamon chaveiro ubein shar mitzvos kosev harolbag shetam hadin bezeh shlo hichmira Torah yoser al mamon chaveiro mimimono. Right? Aval hakavana bezeh sheyehev mamon chaveiro b'madregas ha'avaso ha'avaso l'mimono. What does that mean? That you should view it as if it's your own? And therefore, Mekel, what? It's a Musar Vart, right? I'm not sure what that means. There must be a Chiluk. By the way, there are two ways to view that. Why is there a Patur? So there's two ways to look at it. Either it's a subjective Patur. In other words, a Gadol, a Chacham, a Chasher, a person is not going to belittle himself. Not going to do that. Therefore, the Torah gave him an out. The Torah said, we don't want Gedolim acting this way. Right? It's either one, what's the nafkamina? If the guy says, I'll do it anyway. The God, I'll do it anyway, I don't care. I don't care about my covet. Is he allowed to do it? Is he allowed to belittle himself and do it anyway? Could be, he's not allowed to. Torah says, I don't want my Gedolim acting this way. I don't want them belittling themselves. What if the God says, no, I don't mind. Right? Hillel used to run. After the right, Hillel used to be the what do you call it, the messenger boy. Hillel used to do that, right? And we said because that was the definition of Hillel. That's why Hillel was, right. He used to run in front of the poor people and act like a cab driver, right? Pull the wagon for them. Analytic photo. No, but that was Hillel. So same idea. I don't mind climbing up that. I don't mind going down into the sewer for my fellow man. But what I do? Is he allowed to? Could be not allowed to.
It's contrary to what we learned just 2 seconds ago. On each individual life. I mean, you have to take that
look at this item. This particular
thing. No. What's the general reason why we gave a patur for them? What's the reason?
That.
Is it subjective or objective? If it's objective, you can't say, well, I don't mind, I'll do it. Right?
Exactly.
So can he do it? That's the nafkamina. What? Oh, so there are other areas in halacha where we have this idea. One of them is by edus. If you're called to a din Torah to give edus, and you're greater than the dayanim, you don't have to give edus. You don't have to. The Gemara that says that you have to belittle yourself to give edus to a lower bezin than you. There's other areas in halacha where this concept applies. We're going to get to in 1 minute about Losam al Damriacha, where if you're watching your friend drown, right? You have to say, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, before we get to that, that's on number B's. Before we get to that, now we're going to say, now, Lama Yitzchuk Kra, why do we need this pasuk to tell me that I'm not allowed to, that I don't have to, or I'm not allowed to go retrieve the item? Elam l'kohen, if it's a kohen, v'hi bebeis hakfaros, and he's in a cemetery, right? Pshita, it's pashat. What's pashat? It's pashat that you don't have to go into a cemetery to retrieve the lost item. Why? Hai asay. This is an asay. The asay of what? Of returning a lost object. And by the way, Rashi points out, there's also a los asay, right? But a los asay is never doche another los asay. So the los asay of not looking away doesn't come into play here. There's only an asay of returning a lost object. The high los asay va'asay. And a kohen has an asay of v'nikdashti, be holy, or kedoshim, whatever it says by a kohen. And also a los asay of not becoming tamei. The ain the lo asi asay, v'dachi is los asay va'asay. Right? The asay of returning a lost object can't be doche, the los asay and the asay. Okay? Returning is both. But the los asay doesn't come into play. Because the los asay is never docha los asay. Right? So all we have is an asay. There's an asay of a shavas aveda. There's a los asay and an asay regarding a coin being tame. So how can he go into the cemetery? How can he go in? He can't go in. I don't need a pasuk b'salam to tell me that. He can't go in. Right? Yeah? I just told you. Rashi says, because the los asay... Hayase, look at this. Look at the Rashi of Hayase. Second to last Rashi. Hashayef Teshivim. Fafag after Los Ase, Nami Ikka. Even though it's also a Los Ase, ain't Los Ase Moel. Lichos Los Ase. A Los Ase can't push off another Los Ase. Ella, Asehu, Dika Dachile, Kadarina Bivamas. Only an Ase can push off a Los Ase. Right? So the fact that there's a Los Ase is irrelevant. Right? Ask the Ramban. Wait a minute. You're over the los asay the moment you walk into the cemetery. You're over the issue, the los asay and the asay of tumah, the minute you step into that cemetery. You're not even going to be mekayim asay till you pick it up and return it. What's the havamina? The only time an asay is docha los asay is at the same moment. The minute you walk in, you violate. That's the Ramban's bomb kasha. That's the Ramban's kasha. Right? Says the Ramban, true. The Iker answer is going to be the fact that we're going to say in a minute, we'll never push off money for Isser. That we never do. Okay? That we're going to say, that's the real answer. This answer is not the real answer. The real answer is we never do that. That's a very dochic answer. The Ran says, a whole lambda should think that when you see an Aveda and you don't pick it up, you're certainly over on the Asay. I'm not sure what he means. V'rak im hamtin liyad ha'avedi. You wait with the aveda until the guy has yeyush. Even though he didn't come mekayim the asay, it wasn't a bitul asay. It's very complicated. Rav Asher Weiss is a very pashut suggestion. It could be that you see from here that hechsher mitzvah might be included in the general rubric of a mitzvah. Now he says, how do you say that? I can't say that I'm chopping down a date tree to get a lulav. That's hechsher mitzvah. It's hard to say that. It's so removed. So far removed, in the middle of Elul, you go to the orchard to go pick an esrog. That's hechsher mitzvah. It is hechsher mitzvah, no question about it. But for this idea, but when I'm walking into a cemetery, I'm going to return in 5 minutes. The guy's over there. The Kohen sitting outside over there. I'm going to go get it and go give it to him. It's fine. Right? It's a big chiddush to say that. He says even that that's not what the Ran meant, and it's a big chiddush to say that, but there might have to be some time lag where we'll say it's still in part of the same mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara's question is even a question. In other words, to say that the minute you walk in, you're over the Yatseh, you're not going to be doing the mitzvah till a minute later, he says, I'll tell you the truth, I'll tell you how I'm right. Because the Gemara says that you're allowed to do Mila on Tzaras. Let's say the baby has Tzaras, on the Makabah Mila, you're allowed to do a Bris Mila. Why? Because the Yatseh of Mila is Dokha the Los Yatseh of removing Tzaras. And it's Mamash Be'idna. It's at the same moment. He says, not really, because once you cut off the Tzaras, you still have to do Kriya, you have to do other things in the Mila process to make sure that you're Mekayin the Mitzvah of Mila. Not anymore at the same time. He says, yeah, but it's the whole Shas Maisa. That's a Shas Maisa. It's a Shas Maisa. Right? So the Shas Maisa. So the Shas Maisa might extend the Hechsher Mitzvah. That's his big Kiddush. Okay. Next. There's another Kasha that the Ramban asks. I don't have time for this. But the Ramban asks, let's say, we said, the Gemara said, you're not over the Aveira of returning a lost object until you pick it up. Right? Right, we said that. Not over the Aveira. You have to pick it up and then not return it. You pick it up and not return it, that's the problem. Right? If you pick it up and not return it, that's the problem. But if you never pick it up, we had this. If you never pick it up, you don't even begin to be over the Aseh. Right? If I just keep on walking, I'm not over the essay. I have to pick it up, and then I'm not returning it. Then I'm over the essay. Right? That's what we had. You look like surprised. We had that.
Yeah, but just the most essay is don't pass by.
What?
Most essay don't pass by.
Right, we asked that question. But we said, Ein Echanami says that, but you're not over the essay. That might be a los essay.
Right.
But you're not over the essay until you pick it up and decide to keep it yourself. Not to return it. Right? So then if a Kohen is in the cemetery and doesn't pick it up, there's no assay. So the Ritva answers, maybe the Baal HaVeid is in the cemetery with you. If you're different, okay. Okay, next. The Sioux also, it can't be talking about a situation where the money costs more than the item is worth. The retrieval could cost more. Why? We're not going to ever do away with Isurim for money. Oh, don't worry about you, Cohen. You can become Tommy for money. Never do that. I never say that. Also, the idea that the retrieval money doesn't have to cost more. If the retrieval money costs more than the item itself, you don't have to do it. I know that already. That's from a different din. From Rav Huda Marav. Dam Rav Huda Marav. MSK. Lo yeh b'cha evyon. We don't want anyone to be poor in this world, right? Shalakha kodim l'kshal kaladim. Your money comes before anyone else's money. Therefore what? Therefore, I don't have to spend money if it's going to cost more than the item. I don't have to do that. I'm going to spend $100 to save a $50 item. I don't need a pasuk for that. El zakin ein l'fi kvodo. No, it's a zakin ein l'fi kvodo. Amar Rabba, Hachisha Chayev. Once the Zakein hits the animal, he does something, then he's Chayev. Why? Because he's demonstrating he's no longer going to go under this heter. Chayev. Abai Havi Yasek with Rabba. Abai was sitting once with Rabba. Chazil Hanach Izi saw a bunch of goats. The Kaimi Shekel. The Kaimi that were lost over there. Shakal Kala. He picked up something. Veshadibu. He threw it at the animal to like make it move. And Amalei Ichyavtibu Kiyam Adrinu. They have to finish up the job. Why? Once you started doing the Eshavas Aveda, this might get to our question of whether a Chacham can do it. Once he starts, he has to continue. Ibailahu. Darko lahachzir besadeh, the endo lahachzir be'ir. If the only derech was to return the item in the field, not in the city. Mahu. What's the halacha? Me, I'm going to do, we say, Hashavah ma'alya be'inan. You have to do the best returning. V'kivan delav darki lahachzir. It's not normal to return it. Be'ir lo lechayiv. You don't have to return it to the city. Odilma me, besadeh mihas hu dechayiv. Yechayiv over there. And once you go to the field, you did half a job. Now you're required to finish. So you have to go to the city. Teku, that's teku. Amar Rava, kol she b'shalom achzir. If you'd go back for yourself, if you'd climb that tree or belittle yourself for yourself, then b'shal chaveira nami machzir. You have to go for someone else as well. V'chal she b'shvilo parik v'towin. If you would take off the load for someone, for yourself, You got to do it for yourself as well. So now here's the last thing I'm going to say. The Gemara says that it is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that if you see somebody drowning, you have to save them. How do you know? Losam al dam riecha. Asks the Gemara, what do we need a pasuk of losam al dam riecha for? I already have a shavas aveda. If I'm going to save his item, I certainly have to save his life. What do we need a special pasuk for that for? So the Gemara answers, no, but to save someone's life, you have to hire workers. You have to hire people. But to save an item, you don't have to do that. To save someone's item, you have to hire people. To ask the Cheshek Shlomo, ask the Chachma Shlomo, I have a much better answer. Say, because when it comes to a Shavuot Aveda, it's Ein Lefi Kvodo. An old man doesn't have to go get your Aveda. A Chacham doesn't have to. How do we know a Chacham has to go save you? That's why it says Losam al Adam Riecha. Right? Why didn't the Gemara say that? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know why the Gemara didn't say that? Because you have to save, if it's your own item you would save, you have to save your friends. You would certainly do whatever you can to save your own life. So if you do whatever you can to save your own life, it's not an answer. That's why the Gemara had to come on to the other answer of, you have to hire people. Amazing, beautiful, no? Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Havika Azal Ba'orcha, he was walking down the street, Paga Be'ahu Gaf, he saw a guy, Havidori Pischa Da'ape, Havidori Pischa, he was carrying wood. The Ofe on his shoulder. Osvinhu, he put it down, misbach, and he was going to pick it up again. So Amale, Dalili, help me pick up the wood. He asked Rabbi Shmuel, right, you see that this applies even to human beings, not just to animals, help me load my thing on my shoulder. So Amale, Kamashavin, how much is that all that wood worth? Amale, Palga de Zuza, half a zuz. So Yavle Palga de Zuza, he gave him a half a zuz, he didn't want to help him. So he bought it off him, and then he was mafkaret. Hadur, he then went back. Zachubuhu, the guy heard that he was mafkarit. Some Rishonim say there was a third person there, because he needs three people to be mafkarit something. And he was zochid himself. The guy saying that took it back. And Hadur, and then he said, nah, can you help me with my load? He said, again, Hadur Yavle Palagadizuz. He gave him money again, ba'afkarit. And then he was mafkarit again. Chaziyah dahavi kaboy lamahadur lamaskibuhu. And he saw again the guy was zochid from hefker, and again asked him to help with the load. So Amalei, Lukuli Amafkarinu, no, I'm afkarit to the whole world, but Velach lo afkarinu. But to you I'm not mafkarit. So what? Omi Amar, Umi Havi Hefker, can you do that? Ki Hagavna, is that mutter? Vat nan, Beshami Omar Hefker, Laniyim Hefker. Beshami says he could do that. You can be mafkar your field only for Aniyim. Ubatil Omar, no, in a Hefker, Achihi Hefker, Laniyim, Ula Ashirim, Kashmita. Right? You can't do that. We call it Bethil. You can't do that. What was he saying? Ella, Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Yossi, Lekuli Amaf Karinu. He knew the halacha. He was mafkri to everybody. But, Ubimilsa Ba'alma, Hude Ukme. But he said it just so maybe the guy would believe him. Maybe the guy would believe him, right? Yeah, we said. Right. I know. But in general, we say maybe really you can't do it. But he said it's just maybe the guy would believe him, even though he didn't want to help him. But he ended up helping him. For Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi Zake in Vainel Zikvo Dahava. But he was a chacham and it was beneath his dignity. So why did he have to buy it off him? He bought it off him so he wouldn't have to help him. Why do you have to do that? He could just say, listen, I'm a chacham, I don't have to help you. It's beneath my dignity to go schlep wood. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, lifnei Meshuras Hadin, who, the Ovid, it was lifnei Meshuras Hadin, the Tani Rabbi Yosef, for Data Lahem, it's a base, it's zu. But Data Lahem, that means a parnasa. That's chesed. Ba is kvura. There's a concept of lufnei meshuras hadin. Amar mar. Yelchu zubikacholim. So hainuk milz chasadim. Isn't bikacholim the same thing as milz chasadim? Isn't it just a within Gemilas Chasadim? So it said already Gemilas Chasadim. So Gemara says, no, Litzrucha Ella Ben Gilo. We're talking about someone who's the same mazel, born as you. Tamar Mar, Ben Gilo, Notel Echad Mishisha Becholyav. He takes away 1/60th of Ben Gilo gets 1/60th of the other guy's sickness. He still has to go. That's not Gemilas Chasadim. You're losing by that. You're getting sick by going. He still has to go. Vafilu Hachi Mibay Leila Mesa. Still have to go, Lagabe. Ba Zekvura. So, Hainu Gemilas Chasadim. Isn't that Gemilas Chasadim? Isn't burying somebody a chesed? So the Gemara says, no, Litzrucha El Azaka, then El Fikvodo. No, for that, you have to, El Azaka has to go do it. Asher Yasun, Zuluf Nemeshur Tadin. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Harva Yushalayim, El Al Shadonu Badin Torah. Ella Dine. I'm sorry. The only reason why the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed was because they were done according to the law. So then Gemara says, Ella Dine Dimazgisa Ladainu. What, they should judge like whatever they want? Were they following the law, no? What do you want from them? Ella al ema shehemidu b'dinehem al din Torah v'lo avdu l'fnei mishuras hadin. It could be that they went only by the letter of the law and they didn't go l'fnei mishuras hadin. Says the Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos of the second to last one. V'im tomar diyuma omar b'bnei sinas chinam. But didn't the Beis Din destroy because of sinas chinam? Now again, they got destroyed because why? They didn't go l'fnei mishuras hadin. No. V'yishlamar d'hav ha'garma. Both of them were the reason. But I saw the Chacham Sofer says, what happened with Kamsa Bar Kamsa? The Chacham sat there, didn't say a word. So Me'ikar Adin didn't have to tumble in their fight. Same thing. It's the same thing. Sinas Chinam is the root of that, is the root of not going the extra mile. Right? I don't have, you are your world, I have my world, I don't go near you, you don't go. It's the same root. The root is the exact same. There's a big discussion over here. The Rambam says that there's no when he in his introduction of the 613 mitzvahs, he says there's no mitzvah, we don't count any mitzvahs if they're learned out of the Yud Gimel Midos. So he says that he quotes his Gemara, Bikur Cholim and Kvura, all these chesed are all under the rubric of Yahaf L'Reicha Kamocha, right? They're all under the rubric of Yahaf L'Reicha. That's a mitzvah, and included in that is any type of chesed. And Ramban has a fascinating line. He says that if that's true, the Rambam says that, then all the advice that Yisro gave him, none of that should be mitzvahs. I don't know if that is any mitzvahs. It says over here that Sheldas HaRambam Divra Yisro Eitzah Tovahim V'ein Limnosam Bein HaMitzvahs. I don't know, do we count that as mitzvahs, the advice? Another why? It's just advice. It was just to be V'has V'echa Kamocha. Don't kill yourself, Moshe. We'll make up advice. We'll have good ways. Just V'has V'echa Kamocha. Very interesting, like, it's a whole interesting topic about how the Ahav Reicha Kamocha, which includes so many, there's no mitzvah of chesed in the Torah. Right? Shloshim Dvarim Olam Olmeid, one of them is chesed, there's no mitzvah of chesed. It's under the rubric of Ahav Reicha Kamocha. It's a fascinating idea. Alright, we'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. You want to daven? You know, we can say Kaddish. Want to say Kaddish?